Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team. Following a little bit of an up and down week this week, coach, and a limited week because of the holiday, week two of the season, and a couple of good 4A schools in Indianola and DCG. Your thoughts about your guys and how they navigated some injuries, how they've navigated maybe a little bit of early season disappointment, but also have shown some signs of what's to come.
Yeah, I think you're coming into this week with Carlisle, Indianola, and DCG. We knew it was going to be a tough week. All three of those teams are very good teams, and so we knew we were going to have a tough week ahead of us. And all three of those teams played very well. And we started off the week with a split against Carlisle, lost a kind of a heartbreak extra inning game at the beginning of the week in the nightcap there. And Indianola, we had some adversity come through in game one of that doubleheader, and things got away from us in game one in that one, but I was really proud of the way we bounced back in the second game of that doubleheader and come away with a 10-inning win to split the opener of the conference season. And then Friday night against DCG, another very good team. They come down here and we just couldn't get the bats going. We played airless ball. We pitched very well again. Hayes threw a great game, and unfortunately our bats just didn't come through in certain situations, and DCG's did. So, that was really the difference in that last game of the week. So, all in all, I think, there were some really good things that we saw from our guys this week, and we're continuing to learn a lot about our team and kind of what our strengths, what are some of the things that we need to work on, and who can we plug in where, and so there's some very good things in a 2-3 week that wasn't the record that we wanted to come out of this week with, but again, we saw some good things and we learned quite a bit about ourselves this week as well.
Well, and I think you're not going to make a bunch of excuses, but your best pitcher has been on the mend and is coming back, it sounds like, soon, which is some good news. Your second best pitcher was the guy, Nathan Carey, who ended up getting hurt, and he's obviously had such a great start to the season, was looking very sharp. His status is up in the air, but maybe more importantly, you're missing both of their bats here for some time, and we knew that offense was going to be a challenge just as coming off of last season, that you really worked on trying to improve that. It feels like that there's still some room for improvement, knowing those two guys still could be back at some point, and that these other guys are learning against some of the best pitchers in the state from DCG and from Indianola.
Yeah, I think, there's we've got a few guys that we know are going to be, fairly consistent. Sam's been swinging the bat very well, both at the top of the lineup and now in the middle of the lineup. Isaiah and Ando have really been swinging it well. Nathan Carey was swinging it pretty well before his injury. So, there are a certain number of guys that we know what we're going to get from, and there's, the rest that are kind of up and down right now at this point, and we just need to find a little bit more consistency. We need to be able to execute certain situations and drive runners home when we have those opportunities. And, that was probably maybe the biggest difference from week one to week two of the season was in week one, we were finding ways to get those runs home. And we really put together some really good two out rallies in that first week. And then the second week, we kind of maybe took a little bit of a step back when it comes to that. But again, there's a long way to go in the season and we're going to continue to work hard, and our guys, to give them a lot of credit, they have come in and they've put a lot of work in, and right now we're just a little bit in a funk offensively, and with 5-6 whatever weeks are left in the regular season, we still got a lot of games to go, a lot of innings to play. So I think our guys will be just fine, and they'll continue to come in and put the work in that they need to.
Here with head coach Jesse Jablonski of the Pella baseball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in after week two of the season. Now, the good news is that your defense has been spectacular so far this year and really keeping errors down. And, of course, even missing Nathan in some instances and obviously missing Tegan to start, the pitching staff has been tested and have kept you in those games. It's just been not being able to score those runs at the end. So a lot to build from, knowing that your strengths are still there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we came into the season with the knowledge that pitching and defense was going to be our strength, and that's what was going to carry us. So, really proud of the defensive effort that we put out every night, and we had one blow up game against Indianola defensively, and again, that was the game where we had the adversity with the injury in the middle of the game, and we kind of lost our focus a little bit. But outside of that, I think we've had three or four errorless games so far in the season, and You know, maybe just one or two errors in the rest. So, you know, we've really played really good team defense, been in really good positions. Our guys have really communicated well out on the field. And then, you know, you talk about on the mound, you know, we've got a lot of good arms, and those guys have all shown up and really threw the ball extremely well so far. We've struggled a little bit in the first week and a half with command at times. You know, we've walked and given up a few too many free bases on the mound. But I thought our last couple games of this week, we really did a lot better job of limiting those free bases. You know, Hayes on Friday night against DCG's just had the one walk. You know, two, I guess, technically with one intentional walk in there. But, you know, I think, you know, as our pitchers kind of settle into the season routine, I think that'll continue to improve. And, you know, we're getting a lot of swings and misses on the mound, so you know that's good. We're taking some of that pressure off of our defense that way too, with the number of strikeouts we're getting. So, you know, our pitchers just continue to make really big quality pitches, even when they do get a runner or two on base. They're really bearing down and making really good pitches, and they're trusting their defense behind them to make plays.
This week is a very winnable week, not to take anything away from the teams you're playing, but certainly opportunity on the calendar to kind of right the ship, so to speak. You got two at Newton, you got Norwalk Wednesday, Pella Christian for two here on Friday. Your thoughts about being able to manage and navigate those and make sure that you're not playing down to competition. Again, not to dismiss those teams, but maybe not in the same tier as Indianola, DCG, and Carlisle, who all look like right now pretty good teams. How do you keep your guys focused and know that this could be a good chance to turn some things around and get some confidence going?
I think you hit on it right there. It's the challenge to get the confidence back and you know, show up next week, and this is our chance to make it a get-right week. You know, I think we've got to just show up, and we've got to put the work in, and we have to understand that no matter, you know, who we're playing in the conference, it's going to be a battle. Everybody's got some good arms. You know, there are some teams that are playing that are better. You know, Newton has been playing fairly decent. So, you know, we need to show up on Monday and just come in and do the work. And, I don't think we can look past anybody or say that, you know, there's going to be any easy games. So, you know, I think the guys and the great thing about our team is that they're just so experienced. So they understand. They've played a lot of conference baseball games over the years, so they understand that we're going to get everybody's best, and there's no easy nights in the Little Hawkeye. So, you know, I think you just keep coming in and doing what you're supposed to do. And you know, we don't change anything. We're going to show up. We're going to put forth the effort, and we're going to show up and do the little things right, and, you know, just play fundamental baseball.
Should be a whole lot of fun. We'll have coverage of all three broadcasts next week. Newton will have game two of that doubleheader. We'll have the Norwalk game and both Pella Christian games coming up on our airwaves and stations. It's head coach Jesse Jablonski of the Pella baseball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and I'll see you at the ballpark soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew.